the Grammys were down this year, down nearly 53% compared to the Grammys in 2020. Many of you may think, well, it was down because of the pandemic. Maybe, but I think there's a little more to it than that.
Are you a creative or entrepreneur who's sick of all the red tape? Sick of gatekeepers and powerful digital media platforms that cater to celebrities and people with deep pockets? I mean, you got talent, you got skills, but you can't seem to break through. It's time to destroy.
Destroy.
The podcast helping entrepreneurs and creators conquer the barriers between them and the people. What's up, everyone? I'm your host, Christopher Grant Sr. Thank you so much for listening to Destroy. Now, I know there are a million things you could be doing right now, but you took time out of your busy day to listen to me. So sit back, relax, and open your ears and enjoy the Uneven Playing Field series.
Destroy Digital Media Platforms, the new book by Christopher Grant Sr., an insightful, eye-opening quick read that tells you why your content everywhere gets you nowhere and how to rise above the digital media clutter. Visit destroybook.com.
Oscar Wilde said in his 1889 essay, The Decay of Lying, life imitates art far more than art imitates life. I don't know how many of you watched the Grammys last night, but it brought some things to my mind that I wanted to kind of just get off my chest. Just some things I've been thinking about. A lot of what I'm about to say is my opinion. It's not based in any statistical facts or anything like that. It's just I've been thinking about some things, and that's why I titled this podcast Grammys versus the People. Looking at the Grammys last night, and let me be clear, I did not watch the entire show. I think I was watching Superman on TNT and some other things. So looking at the Grammys, the way it was set up in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, I thought to myself, these people, they seem so detached. I just felt this sense of division, like it's them. And then there's us. Not that there's anything wrong with either side. There's nothing wrong with them. Many of them work really hard to get to where they are, to get to the top, to become an A-lister. And the content that they were delivering or singing or talking about was to relate to us, to you and I. And it was sort of a reaching down to the common folk through their music. Not saying that they weren't at one time those common folk. Many of them struggled really hard to get where they are. Many of them were homeless and had nothing. Now they have arrived. And now they create content that is a reflection of maybe their past or even their current situation. But it's all made to reach the consumer or you and I, the people who consume the content. For the first time in watching the Grammys, I felt like there's a huge division there. I thought about what this country has gone through over the past year with COVID-19, with unemployment, with the racial issues, with so many different things going on, all the political issues. And I thought, are these people sitting here in this beautiful place dealing with some of those same things? And let me be clear, I'm not judging anyone. It just hit me, like, is all of this real? Are they experiencing these things as well? Not that they haven't experienced it in the past, but in their current state, do you feel disconnected from those people who were there at the Grammys? I'm arguing the point that there is a great divide between the Grammys and the people, or the A-listers and the people. Things are different now. You look at the world we live in, you look at the state of people going through a pandemic, you look at the amount of people that are unemployed, you look at just the things that people are going through, and then you look at these people at the Grammys. Don't get me wrong, they sang about the issues that people are dealing with, but many of them in their current state are not dealing with those issues. So they can talk about homelessness and poverty, and some of them may have come out of that. Okay, so they're going to sing about maybe the state that they were in. And I have no problem with that. I feel like it's not genuine. Okay. And this is just me. This is just my opinion. So I asked myself this question. Is it that media is reflecting society, or is society reflecting media? You look at the entertainers that were sitting there at the Grammys, and then you look at some of the content that they were speaking about. And it's not that they don't have a right to speak about these things, but are they speaking about these things because it's from experience, or are they speaking about these things because it's popular and it's the narrative of the day? And that goes to the credibility, or the artist being genuine. I have kids that are in the entertainment industry, and one thing I've always challenged them with is be true to yourself. Like, don't talk about things that you don't have experience with just for a dollar, just to make money. Talk about your actual life and your actual experience, and then people will appreciate your content more because you're talking about it from experience. So I just feel like those people in that room were detached from some of the content and things that they were talking about. Now, this isn't a 100% thing. I'm not saying that all of them were like that. You take someone like Jay-Z, all right? Jay-Z, you know, he came up through the ranks. All of them just about, they struggled to get where they are. I'm not trying to belittle that. They worked really hard to get where they are. But now where they are they truly able to identify the issues of the common individual and then sing about it? Now they can start low, go to the top, and then reach down and pull other people up to where they are. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. But I just have issue when they talk about things that they really don't have experience with in the now. It doesn't mean they can't talk about it, but I don't know. There's this thought that industry tells you what to like. It tells you what's hot. If a label has the monies to get a song played on the radio all the time, or have a certain song marketed and promoted like crazy, then it's natural that the people are going to see this particular artist all the time, and they're going to listen to and buy their music, regardless of how good it is. And that's the thought. You know, they tell you what's hot. You don't decide. They decide based on their wallets what you're going to like. And the way they know you're going to like it is because they bombard you with it. It's everywhere. It's on commercials. It's on TV. Their images are everywhere. They're basically controlling the narrative through money. This is life, okay? I mean, in every industry, it's like that. You pay money, you get the positioning, you get the marketing. I feel that digital media, the digital world that we live in now, we don't need the celebrities. We need realness. You feel a certain way, you can sing about the way you feel, and that's real. That's your experience. A lot of these artists, they come from a lowly place, they become successful, and they try to identify with that lowly place from which they came from, but can they really identify with it any longer? And again, maybe they can. I don't know. I'm just saying it just seems something seems disingenuous when you look at the Grammys and some of the content that they were speaking to. At one point, Billie Eilish came up and wanted to give her Grammy to Megan Thee Stallion. So it's like, you know, so she was right there saying that she didn't deserve or didn't feel like she deserved the Grammy that she received. It's almost like there's just the Grammys and then there's the people, what the people think. And I think that an awards show should be reflective of the people. I believe the Grammys is more reflective of the industry or what the powers that be desire. And again, this is all just my opinion. But there needs to be transparency. The music needs to be a reflection of the people, of what the people want to hear, of what the people are thinking. And I'm not saying that it's not. I wonder if the Grammys is the best example of that reflection of the people. And, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the global top 50 hit singles of 2021. And who do we got here? I think number one is Bruno Mars, who was on the show last night with their song Leave the Door Open. Doja Cat is number two. So, yeah, so, you know, you got the top 50 streamed songs. And then last week I read an article about some of these streams aren't even reliable, that some managers or labels are paying third party companies to inflate their stream numbers. However, they're doing that through bots or whatever they're doing to make the streams look more than they actually are. So how much of that is real? How much of any of this is real? I really think things need to be leveled. The playing field needs to be leveled. And that's where a competitive streaming platform would come in, a platform where the users are determining how content is value ranked and publicized. A platform like that is something that is needed. If you want to hear more about that type of platform, go to traxbox.com, TRAXBOX.com. Things need to be changed. If you're an independent or underrepresented artist, the industry needs you more than you need the industry. The industry is only the industry and is only as powerful as it is because you buy its content or you consume the content. You don't need the industry, you need an audience. And if a platform can be developed, a competitive streaming platform that will allow you to get an audience, that's what you need. And I think a time is coming where it's going to be the content is going to go directly to the people to the content. Let me be clear. I'm not saying that the stuff they're doing is not good. It is very good. The content is hot, but is it hot because I really like it or because it's on TV and everyone is playing it and people are standing up and clapping and just caught up in the hype of it all? Or do I really like it? Is this song really speaking to me, my situation? Is it moving me? Or am I buying into the hype that's been created around the content, the artists, the people? And that's a question to ask. The answer to that question can only be answered by each individual.
Destroy.
The podcast helping entrepreneurs and creators conquer the barriers between them and the people.